The Dutch city of Amsterdam has a problem. Too many tourists. 19 million of them last year in a city with a population of less than 1 million. Which is why Amsterdam is now one of several European cities looking to reduce the number of visitors. But the city has another problem. Its famously relaxed approach to the sex industry also attracts too many of the wrong type of tourists. The World's Orla Berry has our story.
Bert Knapp has lived in Amsterdam for 40 years. His apartment is a stone's throw away from the city's famous red light district and all its tourists.
Mostly these people come in the afternoon, start drinking, and as soon as they are happily drunk, they start puking in our potted plants and screaming.
The Dutch capital is a big draw for bachelor parties because of its tolerant attitude to sex and drugs. Tours of the red light district run throughout the day.
Entered our brothel area, and brothels going all the way through around the corner.
This is Martin, a local tour guide.
This is the oldest building of Amsterdam. We started at Dam Square, then the oldest street, oldest area, oldest building, oldest profession. Yeah, it is what it is.
He tells us about the history of the red light district, here known as De Wallen, and warns us how to behave.
Do not take pictures of the sex workers. Why? It's simple, like to take a picture of somebody you don't know in general. They throw water at people that make pictures, so you're warned.
The women in the windows certainly don't appear too happy to see us. And this is one of the reasons the city of Amsterdam is putting an end to tours of the red light district starting from next year.
For the sex workers, it's a problem that these groups are staring at them and taking pictures.
This is Masha Tembruchekata with the city council. And it's not just the sex workers the council is worried about.
The people living in the area were complaining about, well, these huge groups in front of their doors that are really blocking the way, and the noise, because they have to listen to this story about the history of Amsterdam every 10 minutes.
There's also the broader philosophical question about how such measures might change a place that's long been celebrated for its tolerant attitudes. It's an issue the city genuinely struggles with.
We can hardly forbid things, but a lot of people wouldn't dress as a penis at home, so then don't be dressed as a penis here.
And she means that literally, not just figuratively. People do dress that way on the streets of Amsterdam. Some locals, though, are not happy with the city's plans.
I am Thalia from Amsterdam, and I work in a strip club in the red light district.
Thalia, that's not her real name, is also a spokesperson for the Dutch Union for Sex Workers. She's unhappy with the upcoming ban on tours of the red light district.
And I think with this point of view, they're killing the soul of Amsterdam. And I know a lot of women that work behind the window. To say it in a polite way, they actually don't really mind. I don't think they're really like thinking about this subject. I think it's undermined to make money.
Thalia says women like her are dependent on tourists to make a living.
90% of the people that I work with are tourists.
There's also the concern about human trafficking and whether the women working in Amsterdam's red light district are there of their own volition. Thalia tells me she enjoys the work she does and that she grew up among sex workers. Someone else who's annoyed at the upcoming ban is LR Tiso van Patouw. He's the founder of the Amsterdam Red Light District Tour.
We want to tell people more about legal prostitution, about the people who live here, what you can find in the red light district.
Ellard's office is right in the centre of the red light district, just next to the world's first condom shop. Outside the window, we can see hordes of tourists filing by. I ask him if he would live here.
No.
Why not?
It's fun to work here. It's fun to have my office here. I hear the people walking on the streets and sometimes having a laugh, sometimes screaming. But yeah, sometimes it's so alive that when I'm looking for some quietness, it's difficult to find in the red light district.
Back on the tour, we hear about Amsterdam's famous coffee shops and the many legal highs on offer. As the tour comes to an end at the city's oldest gay bar, I ask some of the group for their reaction.
I think it's great.
And when they say they're going to ban these tours from next year, what's your reaction to that?
I don't think they should. I think it's really educational and it gives you a different perspective, right? And if you just walk through by yourself.
It was great. I learned a lot. It was excellent.
Do you feel there's too many tourists here?
I mean, I've been in New York City. There's way more tourists there and they cope quite well.
But unlike New York, Amsterdam is a low-rise city where residents live right next to some of its busiest tourist attractions. Long-term resident Bert Knapp has a message for future visitors thinking about coming to his city.
It's not a playground for grown-ups. Please, tourist, you're welcome, but understand that people live in these houses that you're walking by. So when you're screaming at night, I wake up.
And after the red light district tours are cancelled, maybe, just maybe, Bert will get a good night's sleep. For The World, I'm Orla Barry, Amsterdam.